I think recently, a few days back, I don't know if anyone's noticed, looking at the vote in Parliament, but the Tories managed to push through their pro-fracking bill, which makes that basically gives fracking companies the green light to frack anywhere and absolutely anywhere they want, pretty much, in your back garden if they want to. Labour Party abstained. The Green Party, obviously, our one Green MP actually voted and had a bit of a campaign to try and stop that bill going through. But it's gone through. However, Scotland have voted unanimously to stop the fracking bill, and where they're going to start the fracking is in Lancashire. And there's, I don't know if anyone saw the pictures, but where the council are trying to, where the council are debating the chamber, there's outside the council debating chambers in Preston, I believe, for Lancashire. There's about 76, dozens of farmers' tractors have turned up and were blockading the council, the council house. Fracking is a big issue, and I think it's the sort of mass actions that have been taken around Balcombe, that some of which I went to, quite spectacular direct actions have taken that have helped to raise this very dangerous new fossil fuels technology. So we are faced with a really horrendous environmental crisis at the moment, as well as an economic crisis. I mean, most of the scientists are saying that global warming and the melting of the Antarctic ice caps and all the other terrible issues that we face, the poisoning of the oceans and the pollution, is adding up towards, we're going towards, capitalism is taking us towards climate catastrophe. And I think this has been, awareness of this has been building in a quite substantial way since the late 1960s. And I think the Green Party has emerged partly as a response, as a response to understand that people want, there is a layer of people who understand that there is an environmental crisis and that there has to be some level of political change to try and deal with it. So I suppose the question we're asking is how radical is the Green Party? So I'll take you through sort of various aspects of it. Now, I think the other thing I just wanted to say is that there has been rising support for the Green Party recently. Now, the Greens currently have 47,000 members, which is more than UKIP and Lib Dem. And the new members are described by, I think, Derek Wall, he's a Green person on the Green Left, is overwhelmingly left. So actually, the people are joining Greens because they see the Greens as an alternative. And obviously, with the rising left now in Greece and Syriza's victory, people are going to be really looking. There will be a substantial layer of people in this country who are looking outside the Labour Party for a left progressive vote. So, there's a lot of things that I think we can probably agree with the Greens about. But they were formed in Coventry in the early 70s. And the person who formed it was an estate agent, sort of people, middle professionals who formed it. Partly because one of them read in Playboy magazine an article about, it was a woman reading Playboy magazine, read an article about overpopulation, which was one of the big topics at the time, I think. And so they formed the People's Party, which then changed into the Ecology Party later on, which then later on became the Green Party. I must say, from my personal memory of the Green Party is it's probably the first political thing that I ever attended where I come from, and it was the first. It was actually radical. Actually, it was David Icke was speaking. It was probably about 1987, and this was before David Icke went a bit bonkers and started talking about alien lizards. But actually, he was a brilliant speaker at the time, and I remember the phrase that he used. It was quite a devastating critique of the consumer society, in which he said, "Our society is based on take, make, and throw away." In other words, we just extract resources recklessly. We consume resources and then we throw them away into vast rubbish heaps and create all this terrible pollution. In its own way, he was actually a brilliant speaker. There was probably about 300-400 people at that meeting, and subsequently I went to another meeting with Jonathan Porritt, who was also at the time a very very lucid speaker. So the Greens, I think, started to become a well-known name, household name, in the sort of late 80s. So we have seen rising support, and some of this is linked to the erosion of Labour's support. And I think, obviously, the fact that recently we've seen the Greens excluded from the TV debate, and there's been this big petition going out saying that BBC should include the Greens, which, of course, absolutely right. I think it can make the Greens look like a radical alternative, and there's been a huge petition supporting them as well. A lot of the Green Manifesto as well to the left of Labour. They want to scrap tuition fees. They want to renationalise the railways. They want to introduce a £10 minimum wage. They're vocally opposed to austerity and racism and targeting migrants. They've joined together with the SNP and Plaid Cymru in what the Welsh Nationalists to a campaign to scrap Trident. They are involved in the anti-Trident march on London. They supported the London bus strike and the Scotland Yes vote. And we know that the Greens have always been supportive of Stop the War and the Palestine as well locally. And they've had a campaign against the TTIP, which is this horrendous new international law that's going to come into place that means that companies can sue governments or local councils if they don't do what the companies want them to do, basically. So there's a lot to like about the Greens, particularly about their policies. And also, when you go on the protest camps, and I've been on various climate camps and the anti-fracking direct actions and things, there's always people in the Green Party involved in that. I think a great deal of the Greens you'll meet have a radical critique of society. And there is a Green Left platform inside the Green Party. Derek Wall is an excellent speaker. He talks about, he gives a Marxist analysis, and he talks about Karl Marx and Marx's understanding of why the environment was being wrecked of his time. And of course, recently we had the comments about the Queen from Natalie Bennett, the leader of the Green Party, said that she wanted to see the Queen put into a council house and Britain made into a republic, basically scrapping the monarchy. Now, she may have said that as an offside, an aside, but nevertheless, it was quite widely quoted in the press. And, this is the kind of thing that a lot of people, I think, are going to, people of the progressive left are going to like the sound of, really. I mean, there's no other persons mentioning this, are they? So There's a lot of progressive things about the Greens. I'll put the other side of the Green Party now is that in 2000, when actually Greens get elected and they come to power, you can see that they start to shift. They can shift quite alarmingly to the right, because they go into coalition with some quite unpleasant forces. In 2004 in Leeds, I believe. They went into coalition within the council coalition with the Tories and Lib Dems and basically ended up propping up the Tories' cuts. And I think that the Greens at the time were saying, well, it doesn't matter who we go with really strategically, we'll just, because they're all rubbish, so people end up voting for us anyway. In Germany, the Greens went into coalition with the Social Democrat Party. And they basically, as a coalition, they would have ended up being tied in with the privatisation, the cuts and pensions cuts, and of course they ended up pro-nuclear and supporting the invasion of Afghanistan as well. In Ireland, there used to be quite a lot of hope in the Green Party, because there had been in the late 80s, the Greens were involved in quite some good protest movements against mining some of the rural, really lovely rural areas in Carlow. So people thought quite well of the Greens, but then they went into this really quite disastrous coalition with Fianna Fáil, who are a real right-wing, scumbag, corrupt party that have been ruling Ireland on and off for the last 60 years or so. And so the Greens lost all of their MPs after the 2010 vote. The Greens are talking of going into coalition with Plaid Cymru in Wales. Now, I mean, Plaid are very good on certain things, again, they are anti-nuclear, but Plaid Cymru are not actually in some ways a left party, because the Plaid Cymru are looking to encourage business investment in Wales. Plaid, like the SNP, they can talk left on certain issues. They say they want to tax the rich more and stop PFI privatisation and introduce a minimum wage, but on the other hand they want to reduce corporation tax. Incentivise business in Wales. Plaid Cymru won't renationalise the rails and steel industry, which is a major source of jobs in Wales, and they won't repeal the anti-trade union laws. So again, they've played a quite mixed bag of left and right wing opportunism, I think. And if the Greens were to go into coalition with them, of course, when you go into coalition with people, then you're going to get tarred with the same brush, regardless of how much you do or don't support them. I think as